comments that I was responding.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right.
But there's a whole, you know, we were talking before about the nonverbal thing and yeah. stuff. Well, there's a whole lot of things that Robin and I were at ends, you know, mm-hmm. until she had her first baby, and then there were a whole lot of things suddenly from that experience that we were relating to that we hadn't related for a long time. I mean,
the same thing happened with you when you got a good feeling about what you were doing. You liked me better, and nothing else happened.
But that's not true.
Oh, it isn't.
No.
You said you when you went to New Mexico, you wrote back saying, "I really like you guys."
Well, yeah.
Why do you think that was? All right,
that was because I was in a city where I didn't know a single person, and I, you know, and
but
the only thing I had.
Your grandmother was there?
No, she was in Santa Fe, and I never saw her. You know, the thing is when I lived in New Mexico for the first 6 months, I wrote you every other day. You know, and I sat in my dorm room and wrote letters, and that's about all I did, you know, besides go to my classes. You know, I sat and wrote letters in Mauve, and, you know, until I moved out and started meeting people, all that there was my family. They were my friends. They were my world. And so what I had to do was, you know, no matter anything else, I had to like them because they were all that I had. You know,
yeah,
I couldn't
feel
if you didn't
about like
them.
You wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you would have been all alone.
You had
right.
to like them.
But, well, it was because otherwise I would have been all alone.
You
I
know,
couldn't
there
feel.
They were, so you.
I know, but I couldn't feel.
No, but, Jesse, but I couldn't feel that, negative that about fits them. In, though, what with. But you did feel negative. You know, like you graduated from high school and moved out and then came back every day and said, "Oh, am I ever glad I don't live here?"
Okay, but she's saying that she's saying she wanted to feel negative longer, but she was too lonely.
Right. See, I couldn't feel negative. I couldn't risk not having my family be a security. Which is when you're feeling negative, your family isn't any security.
Well, look, I think that it's all possible. You see, I think it's kind of defensive of you to deny that you had to fight your mother off in order to be the, you know, the fantastic woman you are. I think that that's a terrific thing that you did.
Okay, but...
But I don't think there's anything... I'm responding to her about how do you make it easy. You know, right. I really don't think there's something that you can do unless you obstruct it. And then you've done what you shouldn't do. But that really, you don't agree with that?
Well, yeah, I agree with that statement, but I don't...
What would you have liked that didn't happen?
I don't think about it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just what she said.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a question? I'd like to know, this is a question for all of you, whoever would like to answer this.
There'll be different answers.
That's good.
You noticed that.
How did your mother prepare you to deal with the conflicting values of your time?
She didn't.
There'd be no way anyway. It's too impossible. She just sort of said that, maybe, in some way.
She would have asked the same question.
She couldn't herself, so how could she prepare me?
You're wrong. She really did.
I know, but your mother did.
No, I mean, like she couldn't. She couldn't handle controlling the world that she lived in. You know, I mean, she had the best that she could, but in terms of real control or power, there wasn't any. It was a personal thing she had to do in her head.
That wasn't the question, though. The question is dealing with.
I'm saying that, so when I looked at her, I said, you know, well, you probably can't, well, no, I didn't say you can't manage. I really thought at one, you know, at that one stage, teenage, you know, that I could do anything in the whole world. And I wondered why she didn't, maybe, or, you know, something like that. And so I went through my long struggle trying to do it, you know. I found out that I didn't have any power, and I couldn't, and I wasn't important. You know, that guy was, I was just a woman, And I could see why lots of women played a very safe place. You know, like a lot of women who really didn't want to be with their husbands would stay with them. I could really relate to that, whereas I couldn't before because I wasn't afraid of anything.
Well, because your mother didn't.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, I knew that I didn't have to, but I could relate to having to. Like that was really new for me. So in a way, she didn't prepare me is what I'm saying, because she didn't like say, there'll be all these dangers, you know, and watch out for this and that and stuff. She sort of said, go ahead.
Wasn't that, in a sense, a way of preparing you, letting you do that?
Sure, but you're not prepared. You're not prepared for all the negatives.
Well, she didn't, you know, in that sense at all, but you can't. In the first place, as Margaret Mead says, your children live in a different world than you live in, so you don't know. So you try, you want, I think.
How did she teach that? How did, can you give, can you give any examples of how she taught that to you and you tried, and examples of how you tried to give that to your children?
Well, but you're implying a consciousness.
No, but there was an example, like in the trip with that gang of kids that we went with. She didn't lay out the negatives as heavy as she laid out the positives.
I don't know.
See, well, it would be,
I don't
the
agree
same,
with
it would, oh, you she answer had said it constantly to us, you know, you ought to look out, and running with that kind of crowd, you're going to land up in jail, and all these, you know, you're going to get pregnant, and you're going to...
But that's the whole point of this. She never even thought like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly, or even if that kid's going to hit him. So, you know, if you constantly say to her, look out, you know, all you're doing is making her paranoid.
No,
so you have to emphasize the positives.
But there are other things. There are other things that are preparations, you know, like... When if she knew that we were with kids who were stealing or doing illegal things, she would say, you know, if you're with somebody who's violating the law, you're in it with them if the police come.
Yeah.
You know, you're, and that's dangerous. What are you going to do when that happens? And how are you going to, you know, are you aware of it? And what are you going to do? And how do you want to handle that? And, but I always remember, I had a friend who was a terrific shoplifter. And my aunt was a clerk in a department store. And she said to me, you know, your girlfriend, every time she walks into a store, all the store policemen, whatever they are, watch her. And if she steals and you're with her, you'll be arrested too. And I didn't know she was doing that, you know, shoplifting. And so I talked to my girlfriend, and yeah, that's when she was doing that. So my solution was I just wouldn't go downtown with her anymore because I didn't want to get arrested, and I didn't want to be a shoplifter. So I didn't go downtown with her, but I was still her friend. And so there were things like that.
But there was also the thing that like that was really good, but it was heavy.
Well, Mom. I think that my parents did the same thing that your mother did, and that, but I always thought, well, I know, I always knew that you would trust me to make the right decision about something that needed to be made a decision, but I always felt that if I didn't make the decision that you wanted me to make, I would feel guilty. Like, whether that was from me or from you, I always felt that it wasn't just me. You know, that you were emitting feelings that, well, you did like, when you mentioned grades, when you got a C, and that made you proud. Well, I remember when I got a C, you gave me negative. That's what I remember. Now, you may not remember that. So I also remember that when, you know, like when I would make a wrong decision or a decision that you decided was wrong, that I was, you know, I remember feeling, well, I should feel guilty about this, or I do feel guilty about this, but I don't want to. I made that decision, and I'm glad I made that decision.
I want to say something about your C business, you know, because like with Robin, like she came home and she showed me a report card. And it was, you know, it had B's and it had some A's. And it was a good report card. It wasn't a straight A. And so I said to her, well, are those the grades that you wanted to get? And she said, yeah, that was okay with her. And I said, well, then you did really good. Okay, well, she was mad at me because I didn't want her to get straight A's. You know, so what I'm saying is that every person reacts differently and picks up messages according to something that they need, not necessarily,
right.
You know, the... Right.
Well, I know that, you know, like part of that might have been, you know, it wasn't entirely, you know, mom or me, it was a combination. You know, but it was both of us. So, I don't know. But I don't think that just having your mother, like, you know,
but
it's going to be,
you know,
be okay.
One of the things that we were talking about just before this that seemed really important to me was, you know, whatever your family's doing, you're going to pick up different things from it and everything. Well, if your family is really into believing and trying to... be part of that society that they live in and make changes in it and follow their beliefs, you know, and all that kind of thing, it may be heavy on the child to have to be responsible to that, but it seems to me that that's the true responsibility, you know. I mean, like if your parents were into something, let's say you lived in Hitler Germany and they're into killing Jews.
Right.
You know, and that's what they believed in, and, you know, and have a really negative or destructive kind of belief, and you had to face contradicting that whole thing. You know, that would really be a heavy thing to do. But, I know in my generation there were kids who belonged to other families who were also very progressive leftists, you know, and they rebelled against their parents and you know, and had to not believe in really constructive and good things. So, you know, but then I think, well, what they must have done is like really laid on their kids that their kids had to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like give the kids, well, this I believe in, this is what, I'm going to do and try to do and so on and so forth.
Now, I don't want...
I don't want you to do anything to spoil what I'm doing, but I also want you to do what you believe in.
Yeah,
you know, but that's not trusting. You know, that's are parents who think that they have to control what everybody's going to do. So then, when the kid rebels, that's what the kid has to rebel against.
Right, but I think it also
that's
gets
like not
to
coming
the,
home on time.
Right, and it's a psychological trip of what you do reflects on me. You got to show that I'm a good parent.
Mm-hmm,
you right. know, like I don't think that was laid on us. I think it was laid on us. Like if you go to jail for shoplifting and it's in the paper, they're going to make more of a thing about it because of what I'm doing, and I wouldn't like that. You know,
but if you go to jail for a principal, it's fine.
Yeah, because it might interfere with this thing that I believe in. And I don't want you to interfere, but I do want you to do what you believe in.
But, like, for me, there's another aspect, and that's that if you don't show interest, or I feel this right now, that if I'm not showing an active interest in what the rest of my family is interested in right now, that... No, I feel that way real strongly.
Rest of your family's into so many things.
Right, but
you
I know. Well, they're spread out. But that if I don't show an active interest, that everybody feels negatively because I'm not showing an active interest in anything in the same realm.
But that's your guilt, right?
Well, oh, for sure it is.
Because you sort of feel that maybe you ought to.
No, I feel like I don't want to, but that
I ought to.
Right. Right, the difference between ought and want, right.
But that's what you have to deal with, because it's your ought.
Right, well, I do deal with it.
Yeah.
Could I ask you, are there any experiences or stories in your childhood that reinforce your feelings of womanhood? Like, it's sort of open for grabs.
Thousands.
Good, yeah. Can we hear some?
thing. I got a lot of things from those films. I think of them a lot of times.
I remember. You know, the kind that we have, I think, has tremendous strengths. And like the closeness of our family, you know, Deborah and I and Maridel and our feelings about our grandmother. And there's a lot of families that don't have that. They all got kind of petty splits and funny things.
Certainly in our family, nobody ever for generations put up the good housekeeping type of image as anything to work towards. You know, if anything, you know, some other direction. And that's a freeing thing, not to have to meet that kind of a standard.
It's also a problem, though, because there are no images in the sense of, you know, there were conscious things at, you know, that she did, but she did discard that manipulation, you know, someplace, because she was very good at it when she was little, and there were a lot of people who encouraged it, but not people she really lived with. So I don't know if that had a big influence or not.
I don't remember being that way. Anything that's in my memory isn't like that at all about.
But
being
the
a
movies
child.
Of you show it,
yeah,
you know, and you
but
don't
the
do that.
Of all of us kids, though, when kids are being have their movies taken, you know, they're always coy, and Danny's are, and Mark's are, and
shy.
Judy's are,
yeah,
you know, the same kind of. But I think that's because kids and what you know. I mean, you know, get like that.
Yeah, well, that's shy.
Yeah.
I remember being really frightened when the girls, Randy and Robin, got to be teenagers, and they started spending a long time in front of the mirror, and I'd come up and pass the bathroom and look at them, and I'd get just really freaked out, you know, because they were, like, really checking their image to see if they were going to make it, pass it, you know, and it. And I mean, I know that every teenager, boy or girl, you know, gets worried about all the changes and concerned or interested, at least interested, what are they going to look like, you know, and everything. But with the girls, I felt like really heavy about if they managed to fit into this Hollywood thing that they were trying to do with their hair, you know, and everything, and were successful in it, or if they failed in it, you know, either way was going to be difficult, you know. And I didn't feel that way when I was doing it. I was too into doing it. But when I watched it, I just freaked out.
I remember when she did it, and I was furious, and she was like in about, I must have been about eighth grade or something. Or seventh, I guess. Well, I don't remember what year it was. But we were both in the same school. And she started to wear lipstick and eye makeup and tight dresses. And I particularly remember a particular dress. And she. And
I bet it had white polka dots on it.
Yeah, I bet
black
it did.
And,
it was so awful. And I wouldn't. And I went to my mother and I said, forbid her to look like that. It's terrible. And my mother said, no, you know, that she can if she, you know, that's all right. And I wouldn't speak to her in the halls. I mean, I would pretend I didn't know her. And, I just remember it as being just awful. And I was embarrassed. And I didn't want anyone to know she was my sister. And, people would say, who is, she'd say hello to me, just to bug me, you know. And they'd say, who is it? And I'd say, I don't know. Yeah, it was, oh. But I think that my mother, when I remember it now, I remember her reaction as being, yeah, otherwise she could have been setting up a whole thing of doing what I told her to do in relationship to her, you know, and all that. And would have been a really bad thing, really bad. And I think she was right, you know.
how do you feel the positive concept of womanhood has been passed down to you?
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Oh.
We came from, you know, the women that
In other words, what I mean to say is your family of women have avoided a lot of splits, and a lot of families do have those splits. How have you managed to do that, and how have...
So what do you mean splits?
Oh, fights and things like that.
No, we fight.
barriers or whatever. You know, people not talking to one another.
Well, but see, I guess I just don't agree with that way of phrasing it. We, our